You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Love isn't always on time. 718 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, just very quick. Biden now saying, despite the fact that judge after judge have now ruled against his federal vaccine mandate, he doesn't care. With the moronic variant now apparently spreading, he's got one message, like a freaking broken record. It's the same thing with this guy again and again and again. Roll cut for lightning.
Best protection, I know you're tired of hearing me say this, the best protection against this new variant or any of the variants out there, the ones we've been dealing with already, is getting fully vaccinated and getting a booster shot. Most Americans are fully vaccinated, but not yet boosted. If you're 18 years or over and got fully vaccinated before June the 1st, go get the booster shot today. They're free, and they're available at 80,000 locations coast to coast. A fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
It's unbelievable. So now they're even admitting, was it May 31st? You've been vaccinated since you were, you'll say you got the second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna on May 31st. It's already worn off. It's useless. So what is this? A shelf life of what, 5 months? So that's how good your so-called vaccine is? That's it? 5 months? And then it just wears off? It fades away? And so what's their response? Oh, take another shot. And then another shot. And then another shot. My friends, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. I know he says, oh, yeah, I know you're tired of me saying this. Yeah, we are. Shut up. We are tired. So shut up. Stop saying it. Go back to the basement, for God's sakes. Go to your house in Delaware, shut the door, and stay there. Just don't come out. You'll make me a very happy man. 617-266-6868. Kevin, I'm not kidding. In Moscow, Russia. Comrade, how are you, my friend?
Привет, Кунер. Как дела?
Kevin, what's on your mind, my buddy?
Okay, yesterday you had Scott on, man. That guy really is a meatball, definitely. You know, I'm a teacher here in Moscow, and it is affecting the kids, okay? It is affecting the kids. My daughter's heading for 14, and they had one kid with a cold. They quarantined the class, and the Zoom didn't work the whole 2 weeks. Well, 10 classes, you know, 5 and 5. So they went back to school on Monday. Here in Russia, the people have a different, it's like the AstraZeneca, the Sputnik vaccine. And I think the people here, there's a high death toll, but there's a lot of people that don't live well. I mean, the average man is smoking and drinking and eating really bad food, and the men usually die about 56 years old on a good year. So they're not getting good food. They're not going into the sun. And, you know, each time they have a quarantine, people run back into the house, right? You got to get sun on your skin or take supplemental vitamin D3, and that's not even as good. And how many people take real vitamins? Vitamins, you know, bad vitamins are better than no vitamins. So here in Moscow, they're saying yesterday, the stats was 1,226 people died, yet I'm not seeing ambulances outside the building more than normal, or the ME, you know, the meat wagon out in front of the house. It's very strange.
Kevin, I'm just curious, the government in Russia, Putin, how have they dealt with the coronavirus? I know he said he would not impose any vaccine mandates, but outside of that, have they locked things down? Have they shut things down? Have they been as draconian as we've been here and in Europe?
They tried that May, near the May Day holidays. And in one mall on the food court, they had it stringed out, you know, an accident scene, you know, with the yellow tape. And you could only go in with a pass, the vaccine pass or whatever the heck it was. And people stopped going out. People stopped going out. It was supposed to be a 15-day test, and it lasted 6 days. The business owner said, knock it off. But my wife got corona in mid-March, right after Women's Day. You know, March 8th is Women's Day. And she got it from a boss. Her boss is Dutch, and he brought it back. And 14 people in the architect firm, 4 people got sick. My wife didn't look good. And then she got the fever. And the doctor comes to the house, and guess what they gave her? Hydrochloroquine and Z-Pack.
Wow.
The weakness?
So they gave her HCQ with a Z-Pack.
They gave it to her in her hand. It was in the bag.
And if Kevin, if you don't want me asking, what happened? Did it work?
Absolutely. On the fourth day, she was basically the same. The weakness she had, she was anemic. So I ran to the drugstore, got iron pills, and the fourth day, she was fine.
So in Russia, they're allowing yeah. In Putin's Russia, this is unbelievable. They're allowing HCQ with a Z-Pack. No problem.
Now, here's the strange thing. I'm next to her. You know, I didn't leave the marital bed, so to speak. I was with her, for better or worse. My daughter is in the house. She lost her sense of smell so far twice. But she was, both my daughter and I, negative antibodies and 6 PCR tests negative.
Wow.
Go figure.
Wow. Kevin, thank you so much for that call. And my friend, stay safe.
Will do.
God bless you, my friend. 617-266-6868. So I want you to think about this. In Putin's Russia, they're allowing them to take HCQ with a Z-Pack. Huh? Can you believe that? The Russians are actually allowing more freedom of choice in how to deal with the coronavirus than Fauci or Biden want here in America. Ay. You know, you live long enough, you'll see everything. Your reaction next. On the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can text us, 70470-70470. Please just write WRKO in front of your text message. This is from 508. Jeff, it's not about the vaccine, it's about your defiance. Our government is so pissed that their quote-unquote guidance is not accepted. They won't stop until they prove that each one of you need the government. Hashtag do not comply. 781, Jeff, when will people wake up and realize COVID is not, in caps, a death sentence? When will they realize the vaccine is ineffective? When will people stop thinking that a booster shot will help fight off the Grim Reaper? Fear is more effective than I imagined, but it also means that people are searching the media for information and instead are exposed to propaganda. The truth lives in Cooner Country. Thank you so much, 781. To me, that's the whole point of this show. It's one of the last free speech zones left in the United States. And that's why, honestly, I'm starting to call this show more and more Radio Free America. 617-266-6868. Okay, lines are jammed. I'm going to go right to the calls. Very quick email I want to read to everybody. Please listen to this, because I think really this emailer, this listener, hits the nail right on the head. Jeff, my wife is an occupational therapist who works in elder care here in New Hampshire. So I know all too well the stress and tension that this has put us under as we chewed our fingernails, worrying that this illegitimate fraud who is occupying the White House would cost my wife her career. Luckily, her facility accepted her religious exemption. But what really yanked me yesterday, when the judge's ruling was announced, and it was the first thing I thought of, was all the people that we saw who actually did lose their jobs. Or just as bad, the people who buckled and took the jabs against their will that felt these injections were dangerous. Remember all those nurses in New York that we saw crying after they took the jab because they didn't want it? Once those shots were taken, they can't be taken back. What about them? Where do they go to get justice if, Lord forbid, some of them experience serious side effects because this ruling wasn't there when they needed it? The damage that this commander in chief has done just burns me to no end, Jeff. Listen, it burns you. You should see what it does to me. Heartburn, chronically acidic stomach. All I do now is take Maalox 24 hours a day. I'm serious. I can't stand this guy. Because all the people I talk to, the horror stories, what they've had to endure because of this fraud, this demented fool in the White House. 617-266-6868 is the number, but that's me. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Jim in the truck. Thanks for holding, Jim, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good, good, so, Jim. I mean, after those two rulings, I'm feeling a little better, my friend.
Me too. So I know some young school teachers, and so they have, if 80% of the school teachers have gotten shot, the kids can take the masks off at school. However, a certain percentage of those teachers will not show and prove that they've had the shot because they want the kids to remain in masks.
So even if, let's say, 60 or 70% of the classroom is so-called vaccinated, they won't release the numbers to force them all to keep wearing the masks.
Exactly. This is the school teachers.
It's unbelievable.
If the school teachers are vaccinated and they won't turn their cards in and show them, they want to keep the kids in masks.
Oh, I got you. It's the teachers. I got you. Okay. This is incredible.
Yes, not the students.
Jim, I got to ask you, I mean, if the vaccine works, if they believe in this vaccine, and if 70% of the school teachers or 80% of the school teachers are vaccinated, then what are they afraid of?
Yeah, I don't know, Jeff. It's very dangerous. My sister went into AFib. She's a nurse. As soon as she got the shot, that evening, another nurse that got the shot had a heart attack. And I just learned a couple of days ago that somebody close to my family, the boyfriend, took the shot because he had to, 34 years old, took a heart attack and passed. And, you know, this is crazy.
Well, they're trying to suppress the clear connection between a lot of people getting myocarditis, heart inflammation, strokes, heart attacks, especially in their 20s and 30s, and taking the shot. And Jim, I don't know if you, maybe I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, but now even sports writers are saying there's something bizarre taking place in Europe in all these soccer leagues. I mean, these are world-class soccer players. They're, you know, age, what, 23, 24, 25, fit as a fiddle, healthy, in their prime. They're collapsing on the soccer field. It's an epidemic. Players are collapsing on the soccer field with heart attacks. And people are like, well, we don't know why. Why is this happening? I'll tell you why. Because you're forcing all of them to take the jab. So it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere, Jim.
Yeah, I think there was a 23-year-old professional hockey player, I think Scandinavia, and they said he was fit as a fiddle. He passed.
Apparently, right on the ice. He just collapsed right on the ice.
I don't know if he collapsed on the ice, but, I mean, he passed after getting the shot. You know, 23-year-old professional, had the world, you know.
And the palm of his hand.
You know what I mean.
And now he's dead.
Exactly.
Jim, thank you very much for that call. See, they don't even want to address that. Have you noticed the media has not touched this? We are looking at 20,000 dead minimum as a reaction to taking the vaccine. Over a million now adverse reactions. More, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. hit it right out of the park. More people have died as a result of this so-called vaccine than all other vaccines combined. Combined. And yet, they don't want to go there. Because if the American people start to know the truth, then they're going to see a massive backlash. And then Fauci's going to be in big trouble. Biden's going to be in big trouble. The entire medical establishment's going to be in big trouble. If you're in your 20s and in your 30s, it is almost statistically impossible for you to die from the coronavirus. It's practically impossible. So why would you take this experimental jab? I get it. If you're elderly, if you have comorbidities, that's a different story. Okay, I get that. But if you're in your 20s and 30s, why would you do it? And more importantly, I don't understand. I've said this many times. Why would you force somebody to take it? I wouldn't want that on my conscience. Someone perfectly fit, 34 years old, dead. And I was the one who forced that person to take it. Why? Now, many of you quickly, because I want to go back to the phone lines. A lot of you are saying, Jeff, can you give the names of the judges again? Okay. There were two rulings. One, the big one, I mean, they're both important, don't get me wrong, but the really big one was the one yesterday by the Louisiana District Court judge. His name is Terry Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y. He's the one now that's blocked Biden's federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers all across the country, everywhere. So that includes Massachusetts, obviously. The day before, it was a Missouri-based district judge, Judge Matthew Shelp, S-C-H-E-L-P. So, and that was for 10 states, including New Hampshire. So, I mean, Biden's getting his head handed to him now. And the Sixth Circuit's going to weigh in. The 11th Circuit's going to weigh in. He's going to lose in every single circuit. And then it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And we shall see what the High Court will do. Christine in Mass. Thanks for holding, Christine, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. It's Christine, the nurse that was losing her job that you interviewed about a month ago. How
yes,
are you?
I'm good. Well, more importantly, how are you? How are you doing?
I am good. I'm officially unemployed, voluntary resignation as of November 26th. And I guess I can say the organization now because I'm no longer employed there. That's Israel Lahey Health, Beverly Hospital. But I have found a job in New Hampshire. I live 15 minutes from New Hampshire and blessed that I'm going to a better facility, better hospital in the ICU. I'm very happy. And I'm taking a couple months off. I don't start till January to decompress from all of this anxiety and stress. Good and for you. I commend my teammate Sharon for her courage in getting the vaccine and making that difficult choice. It's been anxiety and stress.
Christine.
And it's just.
Are you going to go on a vacation? You deserve a nice vacation.
I am visiting with a lot of friends very, you know, carefully. Just because we're unvaccinated doesn't mean we're careless. And with my family, spending holidays with my family and with friends that, you know, as a nurse, you work every other holiday, every other weekend. So it's just really nice time to take, recenter, regroup, so I can go into this other hospital really still loving my job.
Good for you. Christine, you just made my day. Thank you so much. God bless you, Christine. And if I don't speak to you before then, have a blessed Merry Christmas. God bless. Okay, more with your calls next.
What are you trying to fix me for? Maybe I'm broken, but I'm not sure. Am I depressed or am I just bored? Apathy and irony, postmodern anxiety.
7:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. 617-266-6868. Okay, so this broke yesterday. Baker, I'm telling you, it was because of this audience. I guarantee it. Flooded with phone calls. As you know, I said I was going to lead a mother rally against him if he tried to impose vaccine passports across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Well, he did another about face. So he said he was never going to do it. Then on Monday, he went on a liberal talk show, a radio show, and said, you know, to the libs, oh, yeah, we're going to do it now. We're going to impose these vaccine passports. Well, facing tremendous blowback from Cooner Country, fearing a huge rally, with you emailing him and melting down his phone lines, he reversed himself again. So now Baker says he will not impose vaccine passports across the state. However, but...
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
If local municipalities, local cities and towns, wink, wink, he really means Mayor Michelle Wu, if she wants to impose vaccine passports in Boston, go right ahead. He's not going to stop her. Michelle Wu, as you know, basically our version of AOC, Moonbat's Moonbat, now says she wants to impose a complete system of vaccine passports for every business, theater, sports venue, restaurant in Boston. It's going to be based off of a QR code that Baker is very proud of, and he's encouraging these mayors to adopt. So you come into a restaurant, I'm just giving that as an example, or say you want to buy, you want to go to a sandwich shop or buy some clothes, or I don't care what the business is. You come in, hold on one second, Let me check your cell phone. We swipe. Oh, nope. You're not vaccinated. We will not serve you. Bye-bye. Leave. So the Cooner Country poll question of the day. Do you support vaccine passports in Boston? Should Boston have essentially a system of medical apartheid? Yes or no? You know where I stand. I may hell no, but I want to hear from you. You can vote on our webpage, wrko.com/Cooner, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. You can also vote if you want to vote on Twitter, at the Cooner Report is our handle, or on the Cooner Report Facebook page, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. And as always, the poll question, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. If you remember Dr. Grace's hit at the top of the hour, what did she say? People are going to start disobeying these mandates. Like in Europe, you start imposing these draconian laws and mandates, whether it's vaccine passports, vaccine mandates, or mask mandates. People, after a while, because it's unfair, it's inherently unjust, it's authoritarian, it's unsustainable, so they will just start ignoring them. Well, listen to this. Joe Biden himself, Mr. Mask Mandate, in his recent trip vacation to Nantucket, where he partied at a $30 million mansion with his billionaire donor friends, but let that go, did a little bit of shopping, and he went into a store which explicitly said, you must wear a mask inside. Well, there was Joe, and guess what he was doing inside as he was shopping with Jill? He didn't have his mask on. He was ignoring that very requirement. So listen now to Peter Ducey saying, isn't Biden being a complete fraud and hypocrite? He's telling everyone to wear masks. We have to all abide by the mask mandates. But here he is, clearly inside a store. The sign could not be clearer. You must have a mask on. And we can see his entire face. No mask. Listen to Jen Psaki's response. Roll cut 11, lightning.
We saw the president shopping indoors on Saturday behind glass that says face covering required, but his face was uncovered. Why?
The president is somebody who follows the recommendations and the advice of the CDC. I don't know what the circumstances were of that particular moment.
He was shopping in a store, and on the glass outside it said face covering required, and we could see him inside, and his face was uncovered.
Well, again, Peter, our recommendation and advice continues to be for people to wear masks when they are required in establishments. I don't know what this establishment was. The president obviously follows the advice of his health and medical team.
Well, no, he didn't, because he didn't have his face mask on. So, you phony, you fraud, you. So, he wants the regulation. He imposes the regulation. He tries to mandate the regulation, but he won't follow his own freaking regulation. And by the way, this has been happening with these liberal elites across the entire country. So, rules for thee, but not for me. 617-266-6868. Agree, disagree. Kevin in the car. Thanks for holding, Kevin, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. So, yeah, just like Dr. Grace was saying, you're going to start seeing people just ignoring the rule of law. You could even end up with speakeasy restaurants like in Prohibition. You know, a picture, it's like somebody's kids out for a nice dinner, a nice birthday celebration. You get them all up in the car and everything, and you go to the restaurant. You go around to the back door of the restaurant, and there's a slot in the door, and you have to, you know, pass the, you know, and then somebody comes through the door, the slot opens, and password, please. And you say, let's go, Baker. And then, boom, you're in. You can have your dinner.
But so you're saying it's going to create an underground economy, right? Like in the 1920s.
Yeah, exactly. And but not only that, but you know, you've got private companies. So I'm an independent contractor, not construction, but I'm an independent, I'm a freelancer. So I've got my clients who are not government agencies are starting to require vaccines even to go to work. So, I mean, I've got a shrinking list of clientele that I can service just because these vaccine mandates and everything. And once a passport gets installed, it's all over. Baker must enough people unemployed in the state because that's going to tank the entire state. Let's go, Baker.
Amen. Thank you very much for that call. Look, it's insane. The whole idea is absolutely insane. It will crater the economy. It is by far the biggest violation of civil liberties and civil rights in American history in terms of the sweeping nature of it. I mean, this is fascism. This is socialism. This is communism. That's what we're witnessing right in front of our eyes. And so this whole mandate system has to come crashing down. And these companies who have been colluding with the Biden regime, these corporations, we need to sue the pants off of them so they learn never to do this again. 617-266-6868. And just quickly, if you go back in American history, every time, the internment of Japanese Americans, just take your pick. It's always these violations of civil liberties and civil rights always follow mass hysteria, fear-mongering, and panic. And that's what they've done now for 18 months. Relentless panic porn, relentless hysteria. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. And you frighten and terrorize people enough, they're willing to give away all of their rights, all of their liberties. 617-266-6868. Jill in Billerica. Thanks for holding, Jill, and welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jill?
Because I'm hanging in here, you know. I work for a local telecommunications company. I've been there for 25 years, and we work from home. We've been working from home for the last 2 years, or year and a half, since March of 2020. And we're required to get it by February 4th. And it's amazing. It's just really amazing. I actually, when they started coming out with the mandate, I did go to the pharmacy and I sat with the pharmacist and I said, tell me about it. I'm not political. I don't watch the news. This is the first when I started listening to about 2 months ago when my brother told me to. And I'm getting into it. And it makes me anxious and nervous. And, you know, I've gotten my license to carry since this. I'm learning to protect myself more, all that. But I went to the pharmacist and I said, tell me about it. Tell me about the vaccine. Tell me about it. And he says, it's the science. And I said, well, tell me the science. And he couldn't tell me the science. And all as I could do, and I've got a lot of therapy. I suffer from anxiety and all this stuff. And I was sitting there and I started crying. And when I was younger, I used to be promiscuous and all this. And this is what the caller a little while ago said. And I've been with a lot of men that I'll be honest, that I didn't want to be with, but I wanted someone to love me. I was in the pharmacy. I'm sitting there. And I felt the same feeling I did when I didn't want to sleep with somebody. And I did anyway. And I finally have enough courage today to get up and say, I'm not doing this. I'm not comfortable. And I left. And it was just so uncomfortable in that moment. It is rape. It is, and you know, I have two children. The fathers weren't involved. And I raised my kids a lot by myself. And this is the same thing. I am getting a vaccine that I don't know what's going to happen to me. And I'm single. I take care of myself. And now I have to leave the thing, just like I had with my two kids, which I did a great job with them and I raised them. And that was my thing. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want to be sick. And who's going to take care of me after if I get sick or if I get something wrong? Do you know what I'm saying? It's amazing.
Well, look, Jill,
I'm working from home.
You should be immensely proud of yourself because have a very close family friend up in Canada, not here, but up in Canada, who didn't want to take the jab, really didn't want to take it. She did a lot of research. Yep. She felt very uncomfortable with the mRNA gene therapy, some of the adverse reactions. She doesn't generally do well with vaccines in general, and she really didn't want to take it. But her employer forced her, her friends forced her, and so she took it. And she said the second time, the second jab, she got, I think, the Pfizer. Don't quote me on that. It was either the Pfizer or Moderna, but I think it was the Pfizer. She got really sick after the second jab, like really sick for about 4 days. She said she was feverish. Mm-hmm. She felt like death. It was a frightening experience. And she said, you know, I didn't want to take it. And yet I gave in.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And she's really bitter about it. Now she's saying she's never going to take the booster no matter what. But you see, it bothers her to this day. You did the right thing, Jill. You stood up for yourself, for your honor, for your dignity, and for your self-worth. And you should be really proud of yourself.
And it just stinks. Because it's like you have 25 years of pension, you know, union, and they're right, and over the union. Like, it's all just crazy. And we're scared to speak. I've lost so many friends over the past year and a half. So many. I have a solid 2 friends now, which I'm fine with. Quality over quantity. Well, and that's okay.
Yeah, Jill, honestly, you know, that's a blessing as well, because you know what you've realized? Now you know who your true friends are.
Absolutely.
They were never your true friends, but now you know who your real friends are.
Yeah. It is medical rape, though. I do believe that.
Oh, Jill, that's a great point.
And it's
great
bad.
Point. Jill, thank you very much for that call. 6-1, she's completely right. Again, I mean, if you're forcing someone to take something against their will, how is it not medical rape? Of course it is. And just, don't you get the feeling we're becoming like guinea pigs, laboratory rats? And they're just experimenting on us? And they want to push and push and push. How much will people submit to? How much will they comply? What can we do to violate them, their bodies, their freedoms, their liberties, their conscience? And how far can we push them? How far will they let us invade them? That's what's really happening. So to me, my body, my choice, it's really that simple. 617-266-6868. You can also text us 70470. A lot of texts are pouring in. This is in reaction to the Biden cut that we played, the Peter Ducey cut on Biden, where he's at that business in Nantucket, and it clearly says you must have a face covering, and there's Biden shopping with no face mask. 703. Jeff, with all due respect to Jen Psaki, a.k.a. Peppermint Patty, it doesn't matter what kind of business that was. The sign clearly stated that masks are required. The nature of the business has nothing to do with it. Next. It's true. Who cares what the business is? I think it was a jewelry store, but don't quote me on that. Who cares what the nature of the business is? You're the one ramming masks down our throat. You lecture us every freaking day. I mean, you want to talk about beating a dead horse like a tape. Wear masks. Wear masks. Take the jab. Take the jab. Take the booster. Take another booster. Keep taking boosters. until you drop dead of boosters, but keep taking boosters. So there he is, masks, masks, masks. You're violating your own mask regulations and requirements. It's the same thing with that the mayor of San Francisco. Did you see that story over the weekend? She's requiring masks everywhere in San Francisco, yet she's caught at a nightclub, literally partying on the dance floor. I mean, really boogieing on the dance floor. There's no mask. People dancing with her. There's no mask. And I don't mean like a 3-minute quick dance. She's there. I mean, dance after dance after dance. She's partying for hours. No mask. So again and again, you can see the hypocrisy of the liberal elites. If they really believe their garbage, their nonsense, if the mask saves your life, they'd have it on all the time. But it's a game to show how much power and control they can exert over us. It has nothing to do with health. 617-266-6868. Tom in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome.
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
Very good. How are you, Tom?
Good, good. Jeff, my daughter's in healthcare, and I read the CMS guidelines. She was required by January 4th, you had to be totally vaccinated. So by December 4th, you had to have your first shot. So thank the good Lord that Trump appointees, as you'd said, Jeff, elections have consequences, that they stepped in and they are going to push this thing hard for the unconstitutionality of what our fearless leader's trying to do for the greater good of society and our patriotic duty.
Tom, do you have confidence, because this is going to get to the Supreme Court, it's inevitable now. Do you have confidence in the court to do, the high court, to do the right thing?
You know, I have wavering confidence, Jeff. My question is, why didn't they step in? I know you have to go through the process, the lower courts and everything else, but, you know, from the get-go, they should have come in and they should have made a statement about this because, you know, using an OSHA law, a very, very thin line on an OSHA law, you know, to protect the safety of employees when... two weeks to bend the curve and all this stuff that's happened over the past 2 years, it's complete nonsense, Jeff. And let me give you an example, Jeff. The city of Columbus has a mandate. I went to a Blue Jackets game Friday night. You had to have a mask to walk into the facility. They were there at the door handing them out if you didn't have them. Once you got into the facility, Jeff, in the concourse and in their seats, nobody was wearing them. Nobody was. People are just defiant. They're like, the heck with it.
Good. 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 Tom, I think people have had it. I agree with you. I think they're just fed up and they're done. Tom, thank you very much for that call. Dan in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Dan, and welcome.
Live free or die, for death is not the greatest of evils.
Amen.
But that said,
amen, brother.
You're right. Thank you. You're right about the mRNA messing with your DNA. But one of the things that most people don't know is that, in fact, all of these vaccines, and I would presume they're boosters as well, do contain human fetal tissue. My wife, God bless her, spent about 4 hours on the phone with the CDC. Yeah, you can't find it on the website. It doesn't list anything there. But she did call them up. She had to wait about 20 minutes just to get an answer. Got a clerk who was working from home. The clerk read off the ingredients of the vaccines. And the Pfizer and Moderna explicitly list human fetal tissue as an ingredient. And then the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson list cell lines, and they list a number that identifies the cell line. So my wife then said, well, can we speak to a supervisor? She had to wait another hour for the woman to get a supervisor on the phone and ask the supervisor the question, what are these cell lines? And she had to wait another hour for the supervisor to come back with an answer. And these cell lines are two cell lines that are from, as they phrase it, legally aborted fetuses from, I think, 1968. And in fact, all of these are derived, and many of our current vaccines are derived from human fetal tissue from the late 1960s, which is its own kind of macabre, I would guess you would say. You know, how do you propagate these cell lines for 50 years?
That's ghoulish.
Thank you, Dr. Frankenstein. I mean, Fauci.
No, it really is. Well, and Dan, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Project Veritas, to their credit, and I think it's one of the reasons why the FBI raided their offices and seized everything they have, including their phones. Project Veritas went undercover, and they got the CDC to literally admit that they are using aborted fetal tissue in these vaccines. So Pfizer, Moderna, they all lied. All of them have lied. And that's another reason to me, for me personally, on religious grounds, as a Christian, as a Catholic, no way in hell am I going to take this. No, I don't care what the Vatican says. No way in hell am I going to take this. I'm not losing my soul for this vaccine. No way. So a traditional vaccine, that's something else. But if you're going to use aborted fetal tissue, no way. Dan, great call. More next.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.